It was at the border, of course, that the real circus began. There's a great crowd waiting, the toffs to the fore, and the mob craning and hurrahing at a more respectful distance. I stepped out of the coach, at Deckard's instructions, and the cheers broke out louder than ever. The crashing threefold bark that is the German notion of hip, 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 hooray. An elderly cove with snow-white hair, thin and hobbling stiffly, came forward, bowing and hand-kissing to bid me welcome in a creaking voice. "Marshal von Salder and Constable of Strakens," whispered Deschard, and I grasped the old buffer's hand while he gushed over me and insisted that this was the greatest day in Strakens's history, and welcome, thrice welcome, Highness. In turn, I assured him that no visitor to Strakens had ever arrived more joyfully than I, and that if their welcome was any foretaste of what was to come, then I was a hell of a fortunate fellow. Your words to that effect. They roared and clapped at this, and then there were presentations, and I inspected a guard of honour of the Strakens grenadiers, and off we went again, with von Saldern in my coach to point out to me objects of interest, like fields and trees and things. The old fellow was as jumpy as a cricket, I realized, and babbled like anything, which I accepted with royal amiability. And then he had to leave off so that I could devote myself to waving to the people who were now lining the road all the way. And in the distance there was a sound of a great throng and a tremendous bustle. Faraway guns began to boom in salute, and we were rolling through the suburbs of the city of Strakens itself. The crowds were everywhere now, massed on the pavements, waving from the windows, crouching precariously on railings, and all yelling to beat the band. There were flags and bunting and the thumping of martial music, and then a great archway loomed ahead, and the coach rolled slowly to a halt. The hubbub died away a little, and I saw a small procession of worthies in robes and flat caps approaching the coach. Ahead was a stalwart lad carrying a cushion with something on it.
"The keys to the city," quavered von Saldern, "for your Highness's gracious acceptance."
Without a thought, I opened the door and jumped down, which I gather was unexpected, but was a happy act, as it turned out. The crowds roared at the sight of me, and the band began booming away, and the little burgomaster took the keys, huge heavy things on an enormous collar, and begged me to accept them as an earnest of the loyalty and love of the city.
"Your city, Highness!" he squeaked. "And your home?"
I knew enough to say that I was deeply sensible of the great honour done me, and to give him the keys back again. And being somewhat exalted, I felt it appropriate to slip my sword belt over my head, present the weapon to him, and say that it would be ever ready in the defence of Strakensian honour and independence, or some such stuff.